Today is Thursday, February 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh my gosh, busy, busy day at work. I had so many meetings, and I needed to start my day at 8 a.m., which I don't usually do. I didn't have a meeting right at 8 a.m., but I needed to prepare for my first meeting, and so I needed to get up early. And, oh goodness, that's great. And anyway, so I don't usually get up as early as I needed to get up this morning. And so I laid in bed. I told Mark, he always has the television come on playing Good Morning America to help wake him up in the morning. But as soon as he goes to the bathroom to take his shower or do whatever he needs to do to get ready, he turns it off. And then I go back to sleep. And without any kind of other alarms or television playing or whatever, it's really easy for me to sleep later than I should. So I said, hey, leave the television on. So he left the TV on, but I still was laying there thinking, okay, if I don't take a shower, I can squeeze in another 15 minutes of sleep. And so I did that, and I finally got up, and I should start work around 8, but normally I don't start work until around 9 a.m. And this morning I really wanted to start work at 8, so I jumped out of bed about 7:55, and I also take Sydney out to do her business in the morning. And right now that involves bundling up, going out, removing the pegs from the tarp that we put out because we covered a part of the yard with a tarp to keep it from having snow on it. And so it involves me doing all of that, removing the pegs, lifting the tarp up, clearing out the area for her, then going back in, getting her, bringing her outside, telling her, go pee, all that kind of stuff. So that takes a good 10 or 15 minutes. And so I did that, and I did get in around 8:15. So I wanted to be working around 8, but I did make it by 8:15. And then the person had canceled my 9 o'clock meeting and moved it to a different time. So it didn't matter. I got a lot of stuff done this morning, and then I did have a lot of meetings, and I had meetings all the way through lunch. So I had to skip a meeting so that I could run downstairs and eat really quickly and then come back upstairs. And then my boss asked me to prepare. I was talking about this thing that we need to do that's going to cost. I shouldn't talk about money. I'm going to bleep that, but it's going to cost some money, and it's a pretty big ask that I'm asking for. And he said, oh, well, can you put together a summary really quick, just an email, because I'm going to talk to the senior director of widgets about this, and I need to have something to tell him or whatever. He said, so just so you know, I just want an email, but I want you to know that I'm sending it along to the senior director of widgets. So like, okay, fine. I'll get that to you. And my boss, like I've told you guys, my boss is new to me, but he's also new to the company. And so you want to impress someone. And I don't know. So I got one of the other POs on a call and said, hey, can you look at what I'm sending? And so that's what I've been working on this afternoon. But I'm finally done for the day, and I'm recording. Super happy about that, because I'm ready to relax now. I'm ready to have my evening, and only one more day before the weekend. So that's really cool. And I'm thinking about this ski trip that we're going on. So Mark and I ordered all of our clothing, and we needed ski bibs, which are like the overalls that you wear that protect you from getting snow in your clothes, basically. And the socks that you need, the special wool socks that you need to keep your footsies warm, and the long underwear, and we normally wear turtlenecks when we're skiing so that we have the collar of the shirt comes up and, prevents snow and stuff from getting down your neck if you fall. And we needed a hat, we call them toboggans in the South, but those knit caps that you wear that go over your ears. But for skiing, I like to get one that covers your entire head and neck, and also part of your mouth, so that I'm, when it's cold out and I'm skiing, I don't feel the wind against my face. So we ordered all this on the weekend and boxes are starting to arrive. So we're getting prepared for this trip and we are going to double mask. And he ordered these inserts for one of the masks. I guess they're N95 inserts for one of the masks that we are going to be wearing. So we're getting all prepared. And but it's making it difficult because we can't get out right now because there's snow on the ground. And it's just, you know, it's making it difficult to get things done. And one of the things is Sydney is supposed to have her bath tomorrow. And we normally take her to a groomer. Well, she couldn't go last time because of her surgery that she had. And there was all that, there was all this drama around. I always brush her really good the night before. And I had brushed her, but her scar opened back up and started bleeding. And so I had to take her back into the vet and she couldn't get a bath because she was bleeding again. And now tomorrow is supposed to be her next appointment. And she hasn't had a bath now in almost a month because of that surgery that she had. And we just couldn't give her a bath while her stitches were healing and everything. And she's got all kinds of mats in her hair. We've been brushing her, but once they get a big mat, it's so difficult to get it out. It's almost like we need to shave her down and just let it grow back out. But I'm not going to do that because I don't want to shave her down. She has pretty long hair. Although some people have told me, you know, it probably would get longer if you guys would trim it every now and again, because we don't ever cut her hair at all. And my mom was saying, you know, if you trim the ends and get rid of the split ends, it would probably grow longer, like some of those show dogs that you see. I don't know. Anyway, so because of the snow, we can't get her to her bath tomorrow. And so that's just, you know, and then in 2 weeks, we're going to be in Idaho and Sydney is going to be she's going to be at a boarding location with my parents' dog. And so that would be her next bath. So she's missing tomorrow. She's going to miss the one in 2 weeks. So we're going to have to give her a bath this weekend is the bottom line. Also, the groomer is going to think that we've just given up on them because it's been so long since they've given Sydney a bath. I don't know. And then we're going to run out of groceries soon. I've been cooking every single day because of the snow. If it wasn't for the snow, I guess this was good, because if it wasn't for the snow, I would have gone and gotten a grilled chicken sandwich somewhere at least once this week. But I've had to cook every single night, and I can't even have, I love a sandwich, but I can't even have sandwiches because I wasn't able to find my loaf of bread that I needed. Pain in the butt. But the snow is really pretty. And Mark and Sydney went out and played in it yesterday. So, and I'm just getting to look at it. Luckily, we haven't lost any electricity or gas like they have in Texas. And we're not that far from Texas. But for whatever reason, we haven't lost anything here. So I've just been hanging out. I've been cooking, working on this Pride 48 app bot that I'm writing that is going to do some cool stuff for the site and for the live streaming. And that's about it. That's all I've been doing. This weekend, I have got to inflate my tire. That's step one. I've got a haircut on Tuesday. Hopefully the snow will be cleared from the roads by then. And I've got to drive to St. Louis. So I have to make sure that my tire is inflated and that there's no hole in it. And all that kind of stuff. So this weekend, I've got to do that. We're going to go through the clothing that we ordered and make sure everything fits. And double check and make sure there's nothing else that we need. Although, I keep getting these messages that say, we're unable to deliver your package today from Amazon. We will try again tomorrow. And I'm sure it's because of the snow. And so I'm hoping they're going to be able to deliver it soon so that we have time to try stuff on. It's too late at this point for us to reorder a different size, and it was a pain in the butt, but at least we can maybe go somewhere locally and try to find something that we need if we need a replacement before we leave on our trip, because the trip is on the 28th, so we have 10 days. And I was just thinking about this trip. My mom said, oh, you're going to have to cook. So that means I'm going to have to plan out meals for six of us because my aunt and uncle are going to be there as well. So it's my mom and my stepdad, my aunt and uncle, and Mark and I. And mom is saying, well, if you're not going to eat at restaurants, you're going to have to plan the meals. So I guess I need to create a spreadsheet and start writing out what I'm going to be cooking. Fun vacation, huh? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.